listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You've still got time to call us here at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that timely number is 888-723-4630.
In addition to it being National Pet Day, it's National 8-Track Tape Day.
Well, now, those two things go together.
This magnetic sound recording technology was popular from the mid-1960s through the early 1980s, and its appeal lingers on among a certain subset of audiophiles. In fact, many 8-track tape releases have turned out to be surprisingly collectible, selling for hundreds of dollars apiece on eBay. I have an item number for you, Griff.
Oh, I love an item number.
I'm not there yet either, so let me just do my eBay.com thing.
You do that.
My tab went away. Okay, now we're going to put in 3224, 7822, 5321 here. So again, that's 3224, 7822, 5321.
Would you look at that? Look at the price. Wow. So, we're looking at a Welltron 2001 Spaceball 8-track tape player, stereo AM/FM radio with speakers, and there's a video, I guess, of the item working in the listing.
And it's $659.99.
Yikes. When is this from? The 70s, you think? Yeah, 70s. It's very space age. It's very cool. And these things are really collectible because they're not hard, they're not easy to find.
And it's got external speakers.
Well, there is one here for $140, but it doesn't look like it has the speakers. I think those speakers are
very important.
Well, the unit itself has speakers built in, but I think this is to add more depth to the sound. It comes with its original detached speakers.
So, if you've got any 8-track tapes laying around, and if
I
you
don't.
Put in just plain old 8-track tapes. Yeah, now I wish I had, you know, looked at my mother's stuff carefully.
Well, there it is.
8-track tapes into eBay search. You get 37,507 results. Why don't we click on sold and see what happens? Because if you've got some old 8-track tapes laying around, you should really put them on eBay. So here is a vintage 8-track tape box, carrying box. It either carries 8-track tapes or 72 cassettes. Can you remember back in the day, Griff, you know, people would have in their cars these big things in their cars. And
what?
Their music took up half the car.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
So here's Styx, The Grand Illusion from the 70s, $4.99. Some people send them, put them in bundles.
Yeah.
And sell them for a little more. They don't sell for a whole lot, but they do sell on eBay. There are 11,557 results for sold 8-track tapes on eBay. So Paula from Scottsdale, Arizona, known on eBay as D. Bruno. Paula, what's your question or comment?
Well, I finally got a chance to call in about the secret word, and they said nobody beat me.
No one beat you yet.
Wow.
Yep,
okay.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Let's go for it.
Okay, what do you think?
Everybody's busy. Big weekend coming up.
Yeah.
E-Mass-ity?
E-Mass-ity.
Yay!
And what's it mean?
My husband and I both have the disease, the desire to buy and spend.
Yeah. It's the engine that keeps eBay going.
And Griff, what do they win?
That is true.
Well, normally you would have won a wireless mouse, but I realize I ran out of them. So instead,
okay.
I have these really cool insulated eBay lunch bags that you can put like a
well,
lot
that's
of food
even
in.
Cooler.
Yeah.
I've got wireless mice, but today I walked out with my insulated bag. I saw it got a tear in it, so that's very good.
You could put a sandwich in it. You could put a bottle, your favorite
drink in it,
a cool beverage in there. You could put your makeup and the stuff that's in your purse. You can put it in there. You could store, donated organs. A lot of stuff can go in this thing. So, I will.
I won't be that creative, I don't think.
Well, you never know. You don't want to rule out the improbable. It could happen. Oh, look, there's a kidney. I think I'll bring that home to Griff. What you do is email me at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address, and I will ship it out to you post haste.
Thank you so very much.
Paul,
thank you.
Feel better.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, he didn't feel good, Paul. We need to take care of our boy here.
Yes, he needs some
drink
morphine.
Drink lots of water. Take lots of vitamin C.
Some chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Lee's already got that covered.
Lay down in bed.
That's right.
Or is it lie down?
Pull up that comforter.
Lie or lay.
Pull the comforter up to your chin and then wait 5 minutes because you have to get up. There's things you need to do.
Paula, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Paula.
Because
you've been drinking too much water. And okay.
Congrats. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, our guy, Oilerman 21. Ron, what's your question or comment?
I've got a question about free shipping and how, if the buyer really has been educated about how it works. I've got an example. There's two items. Shipping costs for both are $3.15. The first item is $10 plus shipping, and the buyer knows the shipping cost. The second item is priced at $13.15 with free shipping. The buyer will not be aware of the cost. So I believe the buyer will select the $10 item and not consider shipping costs. So I'm wondering if eBay has any data that shows if this is true or false, or if there are some categories, items, or maybe price ranges that are just not effective for free shipping.
Well, I can't give you any specific data details, but I can tell you that overall, as a summary, that the situation you described with two items that are identical, but one is $10 plus $3 shipping and the other is $13 with free shipping, that the $13 item with free shipping sells faster than the one with $10 and $3 plus shipping.
And I think the reason that it does, I'm one of those people, Ron, is I just don't want to have to add crap up when I'm looking for stuff on the internet. I just don't want to. And it,
okay.
You know, and I can see that the guy below you is charging, you know, for shipping, and it's a couple of bucks. I'd rather just go for the whole thing. And there are a lot of people like me that don't want to have to add up, oh, now I've got shipping. And I'll tell you something else. And, Griff, we had one of those the other day on the show, and you didn't seem to be concerned about it. But when somebody charges, when something costs $6.99 or $3.99, and then they add on shipping, they say shipping costs $9.42, I'm really turned off by that. I'd just rather pay the $14.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a ripoff in most, not all cases, but in a lot of cases. I think that's someone trying to make up the price through shipping.
Right, and if I just give you a straight price with free shipping, then you don't know when I'm paying for shipping, and you're not concerned. All you care about is, hey, that's a good deal. I'll buy it. I find that my own experience with categories is that people who buy in the antiques categories are more prone to not pay too much attention to the shipping costs when making a decision because they're looking at one-of-a-kind items. So if it's something that somebody really wants and the seller is selling it for, say, $100 plus $25 shipping, that doesn't seem to be as big a driver as or consideration when the buyer is making their decision. It's for one-of-a-kind items, more commodity items, where this becomes the case where the buyer is going to say, I like free shipping. It's a better deal for me, so I'm going to give preference to the free shipping item.
Yeah, that's a good point Griff, one-of-a-kind items. That was the tail end of the question. Are there some categories or items or price ranges that may not be effective? And that sounds like it's one, something in that area that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Antiques and things like that. Where free shipping's not a consideration.
It's not a big, I mean, it doesn't hurt, but it's not as big a deal breaker as it would be for other categories.
So you're talking about high volume items where there's a lot of competition. Free shipping has a tremendous effect.
Yes,
but
it does.
But one-off items may not just, and that's a big may not have that big of effect.
Right. It doesn't seem to be as important a consideration among collectors or buyers because they're more interested in the item and the value is intrinsic in the item. So it's not, and again, there's no hard and fast rule, but in this particular case, I think, in my experience, bears it out, my own personal experience, that in those categories where the item is, you know, it's one of a kind or rare, not easy to find, then charging for shipping is not a big deal breaker.
So I have one thing to say to you, Ron.
What's that?
Two words.
What's that?
Vegas, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Did you like the poem?
It was very nice, Ron. Thank you. This open phone segment was brought to you by Sixfifth Software. Coming up next, today's closing segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 406.
Giving good customer service. Nancy Nelson is known on eBay as top-rated seller My Vintage Cat and an eBay educator. She says don't send that package off without a note inside.
Not only are you missing a marketing opportunity, a branding opportunity, when I don't see anything in the package, you know, it doesn't give me that good fuzzy feeling. What I do, I use eBay's packing slip template and I customize that and I do a little note. It confirms with the buyer that, here, this is what I bought. It also reinforces the fact that I am there for them. I give them a customer service message. If you have any problems at all, please contact me. And I think it makes a big difference.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well, Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
You know, Griff, before we start reading the event calendar, CB sent us a little email with a number in it, with an item number in it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read it to you, okay? It's a sold listing for a Beach Boys original Pet Sounds album, late 60s, 8-track tape, cartridge with white shell. And they even in the description, they say it's okay, but, you know, it's still got a few things wrong with it. And the pads seem to be drying out. And if you want to play it, you may have to put new pads on it. That thing sold for $227.50.
Yikes.
So
someone's collecting
you
it.
You never know what you got.
Yeah, you don't.
Put it on up there and see what happens, right? Okay, you ready to do the event calendar? If you'd like to do our event calendar, if you go to ebayradio.com and over to the right, you click on past episodes. It'll take you to our archive site.
That's right.
Then you'll see some tabs. One says Seller Resources. Hover over that and click on Seller Events. And you'll see our seller events calendar. Griff, why don't you start?
On April 11th, that's Tuesday, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Central Valley eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen. This is at the Starbucks in Tracy, California. The topic will be getting acquainted and sharing seller tips. There's no charge for the meetup, but please buy coffee. This is a new group, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It was started by the Gilsons, who started and run, manage with Nancy Nelson, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group.
April 12th, which is tomorrow, Chicagoland Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 6:15 to 9 at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. The topic, Skype presentation by Mark Gorlin from Rhodey, plus removing active content and optimizing your listings for eBay Mobile.
On April 13th, that's Thursday, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., the Greater New York City eBay E-Commerce Group Meetup will happen at the New York Public Library, Columbus Branch Basement Community Room in New York City, New York. The topic, how to write the perfect eBay listing. The presenter, Kathy Terrell.
And she's so good, you'll definitely learn how to write the perfect eBay listing. The Greater New York eBay Commerce Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 5 to 6:30 on Thursday, April the 13th, the New York Public Library Columbus Branch Basement Community Room.
Deja vu.
Oh.
It's a repeat.
It's a repeat. You got it. All right.
Welcome to the senior hour here on eBay Radio.
We had it on there twice.
Yep.
All right. Read the next one.
April 15th, 2017. That's a Saturday. The eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup via Skype will happen from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The guest speaker will be Casey, the rock star eBay flipper. This event will take place via Skype. To join in, message lisa.llb317 via Skype at least 15 minutes before the scheduled start time.
Then on April 19th, the Casa Grande Online eBay Sellers Group Meetup is going on from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. The topic will be eBay Q&A. Wi-Fi is available if you want to bring your laptop.
Bring your cookies, too.
How about on April 20th?
Well, on April 20th, that's a Thursday, the Minnesota eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., they haven't had a location picked yet, so it's to be announced. Stay tuned.
Then on April 23rd, the Central Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Buenaventura Lakes Branch Library in Kissimmee, Florida. And the topic, eBay selling and marketing, plus how to identify and value antiques and collectibles. And who do you think is going to be there?
Not the Seiple and Levin group. Again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Will Seiple.
They're on the road again. On the road again. It's going to be Will Seiple and Robin Levin from Worth Point. And then, Griff, on the 24th of April?
The Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in the Villages will happen from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Belvedere Library in the Villages, Florida. The topic is eBay selling, identifying antiques and collectibles, and email marketing. And the speakers will be, wait for it, Will Seiple and Robin Levin, Worth Point.
Yay!
Yeah.
Then they're traveling down to Ocala, Florida, for the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group meetup from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, April 25th at the Wilmina Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. Topic, eBay selling and email marketing and how to identify antiques and collectibles with Will and Robin from Worth Point.
It's not over yet.
Nope.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
The Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group meetup in Gainesville this time will happen on Wednesday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the USPS sorting facility in Gainesville, Florida. The topic will be eBay selling, eBay marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles with Will Seifel, Robin Levin from Worth Point, and a representative from the USPS office there.
We know all that in our sleep.
We do.
Yeah. We can say that. So, Griff, I want you to take care of yourself now. Are you going to go back to work or are you
going
to go home?
No, I'm going home, and I think I'll take a short little rest up before I have to get back into the swing of things.
What time does Howie get home from work?
About 4:30.
Okay.
And I think somebody else will be our dear friend, Rob, who surprised us and came this weekend a month early. We were so excited. You know, we had our memorial for our friend this weekend,
right. And
he came to the memorial and walked in, and no one told us he was going to be there. We were so excited to see him. So, Rob is going to go pick Howie up, and then, I'll be back on Thursday.
And you'll be taking a nap and taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be doing the Sheldon Cooper thing.
Yes, you will.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be live again on Thursday, April 13, 2017, with the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee Show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows Worth Point. Worth Point is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. Worth Point's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.